Morning, we're learning the Chayodim, Klal Tesvov, we're learning Hilchos Ma'aka, we're looking at Siman Chafei. Ho'isa Ma'aka l'gago shal b'yis tira, b'vorach asher k'deshalim b'mitzosov b'tzivonu la'asoyis Ma'aka. So it's a mitzvah say in the Torah, to build the Ma'aka, and a person makes a bracha on doing that mitzvah. And the question is, when does a person make this bracha? If a person is not living in the house, similar to the halacha by mezuzah, there's no chiyuv to put a Ma'aka. Chiyuv Ma'aka only kicks in once a person starts living in the house. But the Chayyam is going to say in a moment, the Beis Oitzer, etc., these places which a person doesn't live in, aren't Chayyav. So let's say I have a house built, and I have them build a Ma'aka. So where they build it, there's nobody living there yet. So the mitzvah Ma'aka was done. But it's not, you don't have a Chiyuv Ma'aka yet. On the other hand, you can't make a bracha when you later on when you move in, because by then already it's built and the mitzvah, the bracha is last, so it's maka to make a maka. You're not making a maka, it's already there. So that situation, there'd be no bracha. The scenario over here is a person built a home, and after he built a home and he's living in the home, he says, hey, you know, I have upstairs, I have a my gag, I have a potential problem, I have to put a maka up. He goes up and he makes a bracha, share kazam tabikivono la sois maka, and he builds the maka. We make a bracha of lasis maka. This only a place where a person lives, or even a case where we have two shutvin. Now, this would be relevant for people who own their apartments in the building, and there's access to the rooftop. So theoretically, they should be chayiv and putting, if they're going to be using the rooftop for regular usage. So the chiyuv to put up a maka on that roof, the shutter would have a chiyuv to do that. And we mentioned yesterday, even if the shutter is a Jew or a non-Jew, the Jew should have a chiyuv. It's interesting, Rekeach says that a goy is also chayiv to build a maka. It's a mitzvah sikhli, and this mitzvah sikhli applies to a non-Jew as well. Most poskim do not seem to bring that down. Our basic Torahs, Ubakar, a place where you store things, or you store the animals live there. I buy a shame of dalal dalal, results in have a share of dalal dalal dalal. It's in a nikra bayis. Deer is not considered based deera, and it's not chayiv in makas. Again, like the chazanish, that makes a lot of sense because, again, we assume the person, people will be careful. That's the nature of people, to be careful under these circumstances. But the Torah is mechayiv me. When it's my bias, I must do more than that. So if I don't have what's called a bias, I'm not mechayiv. If you will get the measure, the square footage or the square amage of four amas, 16 square amas, but shaped in a different way, let's say 2x8 as opposed to 4x4, that was machlokes before by mezuzah, whether that's chayav mezuzah, and the same thing will be machlokes over here also. Okay, but can you see as well, basic medrash, p'turim, shenim, osrim, ladir. A basic knesset or basic medrash doesn't have a chiyuv to put a maka because not, people don't live there. It's the only place where people live. Now, this would not relieve the person from the chiyuv to be hishomer, like we mentioned in the previous simon, but you would not make a bracha, because the mitzvah of a sisa maka l'gagecha doesn't apply. It has to be your gag. Now, v'gavah maka in pochas ben gitmi yotvachim, how tall does the maka have to be? The maka has to be 10 tvachim high. At least, mitia chazaka kadesha yisharan adam aleha b'lesipul. It has to be strong enough that if somebody leans on it, it won't fall over. So, therefore, that means if a person will be leaning on it, he would be safe. Otherwise, what have you accomplished? That's an important point in the definition of a maka. It has to be something which has a certain amount of strength to it that will be able to protect the individuals involved. Have a good day.